the face recognition has started, and they have identified me as a girl. Yay. So now let's see what it will show me. 75 million girls are not in school. One out of seven girls in the developing world are married before they're 15, some as young as 5 years old. This is information that both men and women get to see in this ad that will be on Oxford Street for another week. But since I'm a girl, I get to see the full ad. It switches between three 13-year-old girls from UK, Thailand and Mali. It shows their daily lives and they talk about their dreams and hopes. The ad then addresses me, saying that millions of girls don't have a choice, but I do. Plan your case, Libby Toscano, on what's behind the ad.
It's not about stereotyping people, it's about getting home our message about the fact that millions of girls are denied their choices. We've had over about 14,000 people actually interacting with the advert since it went live.
Male are not allowed to, or won't see this because they are supposed to get aware of the gender discrimination. Do you think that works?
Men and boys do actually get to see some of the content of the ad. We just don't show them the full advert. 60% of women have been interacting with it and 40% men.
To determine whether it's a man or a woman, the high-tech ad scans the face and takes measurements such as the distance between the eyes, the width of the nose, and the length of the jawline. But in 10% of the cases, the face recognition technology doesn't quite work. We tested it again, and this time put young man Dan in front of the ad.
What if it says you're a girl?
Wouldn't be impressed.
Ah, it says you're a guy. It won't show you the ad. To make males aware of gender discrimination, do you think this could make people aware of what's going on in different countries?
I think it can, yeah. If I could go to the website, find out more, I think other people can as well, and then realise what's going on.